Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name's Alexa. We are on a recorded line. Am I speaking to Ms. Riley?
Yes.
Hi, Ms. Riley. How are you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
Good, good. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do apologize if any of these questions are repetitive. It's just to make sure that we have all of the correct information, and I'll try to get through them as quick as possible for your convenience, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is this claim for yourself or for a loved one?
It's for myself.
Okay. Have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I hate asking this question. Were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxers?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm sorry for everything that you've experienced. What type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed? What date?
February 25th, 2024.
February 25th, 2024.
Yes, February 25th.
Okay. And what state were you diagnosed in?
Illinois.
Okay. Who was your diagnosing doctor?
I had two doctors, Dr. Adrian Adams and Dr. Seiko Yamada.
Okay. How do I spell Dr. Yamada's name? Oh, baby!
Y-A-M-A-D-A.
Okay. Bear with me. Let me try to locate them. Okay. And what was Dr. Yamada's first name?
Seiko. S-E-I-K-O.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, bear with me. Let me try to get an address. Okay. Do you recall who was your diagnosing and who was your treating doctor out of the two?
I believe it was Dr. Adams. And Dr. Yamada was the treating doctor.
Okay. Okay, thank you for clarifying. Okay.
There was times where I would see like both of them.
Okay.
In the same room.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, so I'm seeing a couple for Dr. Adrian Adams. What facility was Dr. Adams out of, or hospital?
Dr. Adams was at Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Okay. Western Memorial. Okay. All right, I think I found Dr. Adrian. Let's see. Okay, is Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago, Illinois?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I have an address, bear with me, 251 East Huron Street. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I do apologize if there's any pause. I'm just inputting the information that you're giving me, okay?
It's okay.
Okay. Were you diagnosed and treated at the same hospital? Okay. Okay. Now, I do know you already answered this question. I do have to ask it this way, though. Do you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
No. I just used it maybe like 3 times.
3 times a year?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so you would say to the best of your knowledge, the most you used it was 3 times per year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Were there any years out of the whole time that you used it that you would have used it more than 3 times per year?
I would say yes. I would say yes, there was a time when I did use it like 4 times.
Okay.
A couple of times actually.
Okay. If you had to estimate, how many times was the most times you used it one given year before being diagnosed?
I would say, like, I would say, like, 3 to 4 times, because I will usually do it like every 3 months.
Okay. So every 3 months would be the 4 times per year. So would you say confidently the most you've done it is 4 times per year?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. What is your date of birth?
February 2nd, 1991.
I have 2/2/1991.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. Like around as much time, like many times that I use it. I know in my younger days, like around like 2010 to like 2014, 2015, I would say I used it as many as like, I would say when I first started using it, I was using it, like, around, like, 8 times.
Okay.
Because I didn't,
like, touch-ups and stuff like that.
Yeah, like, as much as like, whenever I needed my hair straightened.
Okay.
So it was really, like, so,
okay.
That's when I would do it, around, like, 8. Yeah.
Okay.
I was doing it more frequent.
Okay, thank you for letting me know. Okay. Now, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, just ovarian.
Okay. When would you say you started using hair relaxer? What year was the first year you used it?
2010.
Okay. Do you know what month? Was it beginning of the year, summer, end of the year, holidays?
It was the beginning of the year. It was like right before Easter, so I would say like March of
Okay.
2010.
Okay. And when did you stop using hair relaxer?
I stopped using it in February of 2024 once
Okay.
I went to the doctor.
Okay. So the next question, I know we already answered this a couple different ways, but the next question is how often did you use or apply these products? It gives me the option of weekly, monthly, 4 times per year, or less than 4 times per year.
I would say around like 2 weeks when I first started out using it.
Okay.
It's like 2 weeks whenever I need it to
Okay.
straighten my hair out.
Okay. So, should I put monthly or weekly?
Monthly would be
Okay.
better.
Now, from 2010 to 2024, how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer products? Basically, did you take any years off, is the question.
No, I did not. I
Okay,
used it
so for the
the
14 years.
entire time, yes.
Now, when you were receiving the treatment, were you doing it at home, in a salon, or both?
Both.
Okay. When done at home, where did you purchase the product from?
I would get the product from like a local beauty supply.
Okay.
Yeah, local beauty supply.
Okay. Okay. Next question is if the process was done professionally, please provide the salon name, address, and phone number. If you don't know, that's okay.
Yeah, it's been years.
Okay.
It's
That's
been a
okay.
couple of years, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. It's okay. Which brand name products did you use mainly?
Dark and lovely.
Okay. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles? If not, it's okay.
No, I don't.
Okay. Okay, now this question is kind of a tongue twister, so please stop me if you need me to kind of break it down. So, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
So did I notice I had cancer? Like, did I get confirmation 2 years after I first started using?
2 years after the first year you started using. So, for instance, you started in 2010. So, after 2011, was your cancer diagnosis 2 years after 2011?
No, I didn't get my diagnosis until February
No.
25th of
Okay.
2024.
Yeah, I know. That's why this question is such a tongue twister because we already know. You've already provided the answer. It's basically, did it happen 2 or more years after 2011?
You said, did it happen 2 or more years after
Correct.
2011?
Correct. Yes.
Yes, more
Yes. Okay.
years than that.
Okay. I know. I like I said, you've already given me the answer. It's just that the way that the law firm has us ask, and that question is such a tongue twister. I swear, it confuses me even trying to read it. So I do apologize. Because like I said, you already gave the answer. They just need double clarification. So I do apologize for that. Okay, let's see. Have there been periods that hair relaxer was stopped before you stopped using it?
No.
All right. Excuse me. Okay, let me copy the address for the hospital and the treating area. Okay. Bear with me. Okay. Now, what type of treatment did you receive?
I received a partial oophorectomy. And I went through chemo.
When was your
Bless you.
treatment date?
February 28th, 2024.
Okay, February 28, 2024.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is for the HIPAA compliant medical record release forms. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, and your marital status?
Single.
Thank you. And what is your social?
333-86-2898.
333-86-2898.
Yes.
Okay. Can you confirm the spelling of your first name for me, please?
AISHA.
Okay. I have AISHA.
Yes.
Okay. Can you confirm the spelling of your last name for me, please?
RILEY.
Okay. I have RILEY.
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a middle initial?
Jay.
J, as in Josie?
Yes.
Okay, now do you have health insurance coverage?
As of right now, I'm getting Medicaid.
Okay. Okay, I have your email as your first name, last name, 314@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and is that your best email to reach you at?
Yes. Well,
Okay.
actually, that was when I first started. I had like Medicaid.
Okay.
As of now, because it's kind of like the questions are kind of like difficult because it was
Yeah,
like
it was
at
during the time. Yeah.
yeah.
I'm
So
sorry,
it
I
was
didn't mean
like
to cut you off.
in the beginning, I had health insurance, but I don't currently have any health insurance.
Okay, that's not a problem. Let me just change it. Okay. As regards to the email, is that the best email to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this 312-451-0129, is this the best phone number to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay. And is it your cell phone or your home phone?
It's a cell phone.
Okay. When being contacted, would you prefer a phone call, a text, or an email first?
Either is fine.
Okay. What is the best time of day to reach you? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon.
Afternoon? Okay. All right. Bear with me. Okay. What is your home address?
3518 West Adams Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60624.
Okay. Is there an apartment building or unit number?
Apartment 3.
Apartment 3? Okay. I'm going to read that back to you to make sure I have it correct. Bear with me. Okay. I have 3518 West Adams Street, Apartment 3 in Chicago, Illinois, 60624. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you have a copy of your medical records?
No, I currently don't at the time.
Okay. Okay. They are at the, let's see. So sorry, bear with me. Let me get the name of it before I say Northwestern Memorial Hospital, correct?
Yes.
Okay. If needed, would you be able to provide them through the mail, electronically, or either?
I'm currently out of town. I will have to go to the hospital to get it, and I'm not currently
Okay.
in the city.
That's okay. It's not for today. It's with when the attorneys reach out to you, which would be in 72 hours. You can always let them know that like you said, you're out of town, and they'll follow up with you. Now you will be signing a HIPAA compliant medical record release form, so the attorneys should be able to, get the medical records on your behalf. This is just in case that they are unsuccessful in obtaining them. It should be smooth. It should be no problem. But just in case, would you want to provide them mail, electronically, or does not matter either way? What would be easiest for you? Hello? Miss Riley? Miss Riley, can you hear me? Oh, I can kind of
Yes,
hear
can
you.
you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I hear you now. I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
No, that's okay. That's
What
totally okay. So yeah, like I was saying, it's usually no problem for them to be able to pull the medical records on your behalf. This is just in case they are unable to locate them. Would you want to provide them through the mail, electronically, or either way?
Either way will be fine.
Okay. Now, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps disruptions in your case. Does your emergency contact live with you or lo not with you?
Yes, my emergency contact lives with me.
Okay. And their first name?
Cedacia, CEDAHSIA.
Okay, CEDAHSIA.
Yes.
Okay, and their phone number?
773-815-0529.
And relationship, friend, spouse, relative?
That's my daughter, my
Daughter?
oldest daughter.
Okay. Now, are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay. If not, I'll be here to guide you through it. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate. Now, I'm going to be sending you my contact information through text. That way, if you do have any questions, please reach out to me. Also, if you have any other friends, family, or loved ones who also use hair relaxers and were affected by it, please feel free to give them my number. The best way to get the information around that these products may have caused harm is by word of mouth. So if you do want, of course, if you're comfortable to give my number away, feel free to, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, now I'm just going to be setting up the documents to send to you. I'm just real quickly going to go through each question one more time to make sure I didn't click a wrong button or spell anything incorrectly. So please correct me and stop me if I'm wrong, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now you said you didn't sign any documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you said you use hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years, correct?
Yes.
Okay, you said you were unfortunately diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using hair relaxer, correct?
Yes.
Okay, this claim is for yourself. And you were diagnosed on 2/25/2024.
Yes.
Okay, your diagnosing doctor was Dr. Adrian Adams at 251 East Huron Street in Chicago, Illinois, 60611. Okay, you used a hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer, correct?
Yes.
Okay, you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay, your date of birth is 2/2/1991, and you were never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome, correct?
Correct.
Okay, the state you primarily used hair relaxer in was Illinois. You started around March 2010, and you stopped in February of 2024. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. When asked how often you use these products, you said monthly in the beginning, and you use it for 14 consecutive years, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You did both hair and salon or home and salon treatments. When purchasing from home or purchasing for home, you purchased at a local beauty supply store, and you do not recall the salon that you got the hair treatments at, correct?
Correct. It's currently closed.
Oh, okay. And when asked which name brand products you use, you said Dark and Lovely.
Yes.
Okay. You had a partial oophorectomy. And I apologize, I'm so bad with medical terms. Okay, would you please pronounce that for me so I can learn it?
Yes, it's an oophorectomy.
Oophorectomy. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, so partial oophorectomy, and you went through chemotherapy as well, and your treatment date started February 28, 2024.
Yes.
Okay, your doctor was Dr. Saiko Yamada, same facility as the other doctor. You confirmed you were female. And you confirmed the spelling of your first and last name a few times, so we don't need to go over that again. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then we went over your social twice, so I don't need you to repeat it. Your email is first name, last name 314@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Your phone number that we're speaking on is your mobile phone, and you said best time of day to reach you is afternoon.
Yes.
Okay, your address is 3518 West Adams Street, Apartment 3, Chicago, Illinois, 60624.
Yes.
Okay. Now I do apologize. I'm so sorry if any of these questions kind of, opened any old wounds. My heart goes out to you for everything you've experienced, and I admire your strength through such a difficult time. Let's get your voice heard, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So bear with me. I just have one more thing to do. I just want to make sure that you receive the documents, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm just checking them to make sure everything copied over to the documents correctly. Okay. Okay. All right, so I sent them to both your email and your phone as a text message. It's going to be sent from Alexa Knox at Mass Tort Strategies. Let me know when you received it.
I've received it.
Okay. Now, when you open it, it's going to have a little start button, and it's going to ask you for your signature and your initials in a few different places. Please let me know if you're having any trouble with it, okay?
Okay, one You said it requires a few initials?
Yes, there should be a couple spots for initials, and then there should be a couple spots for signatures. Let me see. I believe the first one is a signature. And then once you sign, yeah, the first one's a signature. Once you sign, it will say adopt and sign. And then when you initial, it will say adopt and initial.
I'm trying to, okay. Okay, I believe I signed everywhere I needed to.
Okay. Let me see if I received it on my end.
One second. It's finishing.
Okay. Okay, I think I received it. Okay. Okay, I received it. I do want to thank you for your time today. Do you have any questions for me?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. I'm going to text you. That way you have my number. If anything arises, if you have any questions, please reach out. Do not hesitate. You'll be getting contacted within 72 hours from the law firm, so keep a lookout for them. If they miss you, they'll always leave you a voicemail. That way you know it's them. And yeah, like I said, if you have any questions, please reach out. Once again, I do admire your strength, and I do want to thank you for your time today. Let's get your voice heard, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. You have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.